But that's now you have to do something interesting to start the show.
Well,
like that part was too long. What you just did was way too long. I can't use any of it.
Okay. I would prefer that the rest of our episode be shorter than this intro.
Done. Okay, fine. Hello and welcome to episode 462 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in probably Vancouver, Canada. With me, as always, is
Adam, also in Vancouver, probably.
Yeah, you are. I'm not. Okay, I'm in Tubingen right now. Right now, as I'm talking. When this comes out, probably also in Tubingen. But in between that little time, I was in Vancouver.
Right.
I saw you, right?
Probably.
Like you came to the party. We had a pretty good time, right?
Yeah. I was the life of the party.
Unpossible? I don't know where I was going with that. Unsomething. Unlikely.
Unlikely, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. If you need party supplies, though, and you can't find a party store, I would go to Amazon.
Yeah, party.
Click through our site, twohosers.com, and help us out. And that's how we keep doing this. I'll get back to the Vancouver part in a bit. You know what I like about Amazon, Adam?
What?
And they don't tell me to say this. I like being able to go back and see what I bought, like, for my entire life, evidently. They just keep those kind of records. But you go back and see what you paid for something so that when you resell it, you have a benchmark of what you would like, how much money you would like to get for it.
Okay.
Like you can go back and click on everything you ever bought. It'll tell you what you paid for it.
Yeah. I've done that to when people say, oh, how much did that cost? Mm-hmm. And then I just look it up for them because, they are in flux on Amazon.
Yeah. And then, you click on it and you can see what the current price is and be like, all right, I paid less. Ha ha ha. Or now I want to go sell it. For example, we want to get rid of our child proof gates for the top of the stairs, which we don't need anymore and haven't needed in a number of years, but we did never sold them. They're like new. Went on there, found out what I paid for them, 63 euros each or something like that. Bam. Now I know how much I can sell them for, or at least starting price.
Right.
On the other hand, they are totally spying on you. Amazon is.
Yes.
Remember, we've talked about this. Well, for example, on my devices that I have, the computers, the iPads, or whatever, I had not been searching for anything to do with what's going to come up next. However, my wife, we were planning a trip to a big giant sports store here in Europe called Decathlon. Love that store. We're looking for some stuff, snowboard helmets and stuff for the kids, or it was a riding helmet for the kids, a snowboard helmet for dad. So we were going to go. My wife had looked it up on her computer, and cut to an hour later, I get a sponsored ad on my phone in Instagram for snowboard helmets from Decathlon. Why is that? And she said, oh, well, it's on the same IP address. And I was like, I hope not. Are they spying on my wife's computer and then pumping it on mine because I'm on the same network?
Maybe.
Exactly. So just letting you know, they're definitely spying on us.
Oh, I 100% agree. Yeah.
All right. Still click through our site, though. We appreciate it. That's it. What's going on, Adam? I'm in Vancouver.
Yeah, so this is, again, a peek behind the magic curtain as to we are recording these back-to-back. So no time has lapsed between our last recording and this one.
Right.
Therefore, nothing has changed in my universe. I still am on the same weekend.
You are there, but I will have been to Vancouver and back for some work and seeing some friends. So, going to see a bunch of friends. Also, Adam, I'll see you as well.
Sure.
We had a little party. I'm not sure how many people came. We'll find out. We'll find out how many people are coming, but rented a place, got a pool table and big screen TV and stuff like that. And so I'll have a bunch of friends over, and we'll talk more about Vancouver next week, though. How about that?
Oh, okay. Are you going to bring your camera?
Yes. Well, I'm flying in for a job.
No, for the party.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping you were.
No. Yeah. I'm not working. Yeah. I'm a guest.
Oh, no.
I'll bring
the X100.
All right.
Maybe. You know what? Someone else is coming to the party who owns an X100. So,
I'll convince Ken
to bring it. Yeah.
Convince Ken.
I'll convince him. He's bad at taking pictures, but you and I can squeeze one or two off and then give it back to him. Here, you break it.
Okay.
That's what we'll say. But I am bringing my X100. I wasn't going to bring it with me. I'm trying to travel as light as I possibly can. And I need the 5D Mark III for video, which I'll shoot strictly with the 24-105, just because I'm traveling, and that's all I'm bringing, and two little lav mics with those recorders. So it's everything can fit, pretty much everything, not quite, but almost everything can fit into one of those little top load zoom bags by Low Pro. That's my entire production studio with me.
The only thing
that won't fit in there is the Zacuto Z Finder eyepiece, which clicks on the back. So that'll go in my pocket. But other than that, extremely light that I'm going to show up with. Technology these days, man. I like it. So, but as I said, we'll break down the Vancouver trip on next week's episode, because I plan on bringing my X100 with me in my carry-on, which is the only traveling carry-on, by the way. And I figure I'll walk around, do some street photography and stuff on some of the days, because, you know, I miss Vancouver. So while I'm there, we'll go and see some stuff. Pray for some good weather, Adam.
Okay, I will.
Maybe you'll come out. Maybe we'll shoot around one day, but I doubt that.
Probably not.
No. Sorry. just kiting halfway across the world for you. But yeah. 20 minutes is kind of far to drive.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're going to get car lag. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Reminder, next month's challenge is portrait. Post that on Instagram, hashtag #2hosersmonthlychallenge, hashtag #heyhosers, or tag us at #2hosers, and we'll check that out at the end of the month. Adam.
Yes.
Did you shoot anything interesting?
Since we last talked, well, we're going to talk about the photo challenge. So I took a few walk around Halloween shots that I also mentioned last week that I still haven't looked at in the last 15 minutes. So not really. Although this is interesting. It's not a shooting related, but I just thought I'd bring it up. Maybe you were aware of this, but there's like some big photography festival or something going on in Vancouver.
Okay.
And Don Com made the trip from Barrie, Ontario, down to be a speaker or a presenter or something. I didn't get all the details.
Okay.
And he contacted me, I want to say maybe Thursday night, and said, oh, you know, if you have a chance to make it out, I'll be at this photography festival. I can't remember what it's called. I could probably look it up. Friday and Saturday down at, you know, Robson down in Vancouver, mm-hmm. Robson Square. And if you make it out, we can grab a beer. And it's very, very highly unlikely, because this weekend is crazy, and it's already Saturday. So I've missed Friday, which I had a bunch of engagements Friday, and I have more engagements today, including a late afternoon, early evening photo shoot. I thought it was nice that he reached out, friend of the show, Don Com,
mm-hmm.
and I've never actually met him in person, but pretty tough in order for me to make that work this weekend, unfortunately, but I'd like to. Yeah. You never know what happens.
Hopefully you make it happen. Actually, he and I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and I will not be there until the following weekend, so unfortunately it didn't line up. Otherwise, that would have been kind of cool to get everybody together and get a photo together for the first possible time.
I'm glad he gave you the heads up, being all the way in Germany 2 weeks in advance. and me the one day heads up.
Oh, is it like, really just the one day?
Yeah. And again, I was like, I want to do it, but I'm like, I don't think it's possible for me to do it. Right. And I just think that's funny. Now it all snaps into focus. Give the Give the German guy the 2 weeks heads
up. I need more lead time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because you're going to make the trip from Germany to Vancouver.
No, for the beer.
Yeah.
No. But it would have been a situation of, had I been coming, because I do go to Vancouver every year at this time, and I think he knew that, and so he thought it'd be kind of cool if it did line up. But generally, I actually don't go this early. I usually go a week or two later, but the way the schedule worked out. Anyways, we'll see. We'll see if you get a shot with Don Com.
Yeah.
All right. What did we shoot? Oh, yeah, I shot around a little bit. We went on the big family reunion hike. One side of my wife's family wanted to get together and go hike up a place called Rossberg, a little bump in a place called the Schwäbische Alb, which is this little sort of pretend mountain ranges not too far from us. So took the kids out, and they got to meet their cousins and whatnot and go for a nice little hike and have a nice lunch, which was great. And so, of course, I brought my X100 with me and snapped a photo of my son and his cousin with kind of a cool, overlooking a really kind of cool view.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, now, downside is the ground was a little bit off, was unlevel. So I was trying to level it and ended up noticing that the horizon line is really unlevel in the background. Okay. So that's on me. That's a mistake. But when I tried to correct it, I didn't have enough foot room to include the feet. And I know how you feel about it from last week.
I like feet. Yeah. Big on feet. Yeah.
You and Tarantino, big fans. And I wanted to keep those feet in there. So I said, you know what? Too bad for me. The horizon line's terrible, but look at the colors that you get out of that camera.
Yeah, it's good.
Just crazy. So I also like the fact that even though his cousin is sort of standing with his feet spread apart, my son's 5 in this image and his cousin is 10. So there you go.
What's your point?
That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Okay. Yeah. The cousin liked to climb around on these big rocks, and so my son wanted to, and I was like, no, you're not climbing on the edge of the cliff, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah.
So we shot that. What else did we shoot? Oh, we had Halloween. So I shot the pumpkins again. We made some pumpkins. So I did the old put the flash in the pumpkins trick.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't quite love it this time because you can sort of see the plastic bags.
Yeah, yeah, more so on the pumpkin on camera left.
Yeah, yeah, but in all fairness to me, it was raining and I didn't feel like being out there for very long. And so I was doing a four light setup for these pumpkins. Think about it. Think about the four lights you have to do. You got one in each pumpkin, right? That's two. You got to backlight that smoke with a blue CTO on or blue CTO CTB on it.
No choice in the matter.
You got to do it, and then you do need to light the pumpkins a little bit. And so that's the fourth light from the front with a little in an umbrella just to throw a little light on that. And
voila, you have a masterpiece.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I hadn't done it actually. I thought about it and I was like, all right, get this fog machine out and let it warm up. And like, this is just after we'd carved them. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And then, I didn't need to. Could have just used the one from last year, the photo.
Right.
I said, yeah, there you go. Now, can't do that next year because this is the one I'd have to reuse. And, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So now I have to shoot it next year and do it good.
Okay. Every second year, you do a good one, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. But that was with the X100. Love it. Basically, all my pictures that weren't photo challenge were shot with the X100 this week. So took a shot of my kids getting ready for Halloween. My daughter loves to do the face painting, and my son was being a vampire. And so here she is with some nice window light painting his vampire face.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Like the window light.
Yeah, always love the window light, especially this time of year. It's very nice and golden. Like this is direct sunlight coming in, which causes the nice fall off in the background, and you can't see that our couches are blue. So that's nice. And then the last one is the Halloween photo, which I blurred a couple of the kids' faces out because I never got permission. But I told you last week I snapped a quick photo before we went trick-or-treating out front of the house. And this is, I promise you, this is the absolute dark. This is a street light that is set to ultra dim, which is lighting them from the front. You can see a street light in the back as well. Two of them, in fact. They're very, very, very dim. But this is the kind of light that is all you need to get a nice shot. I think I sent you the histogram and the particulars on this. It was like ISO 6400, shutter speed of like 1/20th of a second at an F2. And you can see noise. There's noise in it. But wow, can this camera see in the dark?
It's perfectly acceptable, yeah, in terms of what you get. And it's funny because I took, a handful of pictures Halloween night with the X100 as well, set to almost the exact same settings. I think I had, I might have gone even F2 with a 1/60th of a second. And if someone's standing still, you do quite nicely. But yeah, ISO 6400 on that camera is still very usable. So quite a bit nicer the grain that you get at ISO 6400 than I get on the full frame Canon 6D, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the other beauty thing about this too is like you put it on like the 5 photo burst. I don't know what setting you do it on. How many frames per second the X100F maxes out at? It says 8 frames a second. But I set it to the 5 anyways. I don't bother with 8 almost ever. So I'll set it to the 8, the 5 frame burst, which it will only do if you hold it down for that long. You can actually get one out of it if you do it quickly. But I'll hold it down, bust off 3 to 4 for an image like this, and one of them is going to be sharp. Added to the fact that you do not have a mirror inside banging up and down, causing any excess motion blur, because at 1/20th of a second, every little bit counts. And so no mirror, no extra blur, you get really fantastic images in tough situations.
Cool.
There you go. And we're back. All right. And that's it for what I shot that was somewhat interesting this week. Photo challenge, yeah. Adam.
Yes.
Okay, photo challenge was black and white. Let's have you go first again. I like your photo.
My photo was a job for someone I know well, a friend whose whole family, extended family, was in town for, I don't know if it was a week or a couple of days or whatever, but they have a new baby in the family and they basically wanted a group shot with everybody because they're never in one place. So kind of to update maybe the last group photo they had, which was pre-baby and a couple of years ago. So we went to the Britannia Shipping Yard, which is kind of one of those places in Steveston where people go to take photos. And I kind of went a little bit ahead. This is late afternoon and I scoped out the location. And based on the direction that the sun sets there, all the interesting backgrounds would be better shot in the morning. Mm-hmm. So when I was out there, I was like, oh man.
The sun sets in the west of there, right?
Yeah. And so you would be shooting into the sun in order to get kind of the nice, you know, like, I don't know what you call them, but the I guess they're big kind of old, not houses, but like barnish kind of structures, I guess. I don't know what they used to contain, but right ships along the water with the docks, I guess, but it's not like, they're just old.
They used to build boats there.
I guess they used to build them there. So some of these old buildings would have been where they built them, but they're all just kind of like, I guess just old and run down and like nothing's going on in there, but they're pretty, they're interesting. Yeah. But there's no way to do that without pumping in a ton of flash. And I brought some flashes and I looked at it and I just thought, oh, I don't know. There's not a great place to stand. I scoped it all out and then they got there and I said, well, what do you guys want to do? And they said, we want to do simple. And I said, you know, background wise,
back like to the studio,
you
know, then.
And then they said, background wise, they're like, we don't care. Like, let's just do something that's simple. And then we kind of walked up and down, and my friend said, well, we can just pose against the side of one of these buildings. And I said, Okay, that's pretty simple. We can do that easily. They said, they were like, it doesn't need to be the fact that it's the shipping yard. Just let's find anything that just, you know, is going to look a little bit interesting. So a lot of the old buildings, or some of them, have been turned into little stores. And this is a Sunday afternoon. Nothing's open. And we decided, okay, this wooden building that we decided on as a background is, you know, interesting. And it had a couple of windows with little model ships in the background. And I thought, okay, there's three windows. We can, you know, use them symmetrically to pose them. And then there was nothing distracting in the image other than there's a neat kind of wood grain. And the sun was coming in and hitting the top of the building. And I thought, perfect, I'm going to put them here. It's all shade except for where a few spots where there's some sun bouncing off of condos camera left. So I'm just going to pose them here, set up two umbrellas, and then just you know, basically fan the flashes through the umbrellas in front of them and get a nice evenly lit portrait, which is what we did. So this was done really quickly. I scouted for half an hour, and I swear from start to finish, we probably took 25 photos. Mm-hmm. And three of them were good. And because right. Either someone's eyes are closed or someone's not looking at the camera or some kid's making a silly face. And so the hit to miss rate was not great, but all they wanted was one good photo. And I did it in color and black and white. I think I gave them two, which equaled four photos in total once I converted two to black and white. And this was one of them. So all they wanted was a simple family photo. And I think that the background we chose really, really added something. And I would absolutely do this again as a background. Like once I found this background, I thought, mark this one down as a good, easy place to shoot pretty much at any time of day, because you can, unless you go first thing in the morning when it's all probably going to be sunlit, easy place to go and then just light.
Was a lot of tall, like not tall buildings, but like taller structures that kind of will give you some open shade in certain areas at different times of the day. There's a lot of cool colors too. Like this is just probably just like a regular sort of darkish wood color.
Yeah, it's like a dark brownish wood. Yeah,
but you can also find some nice cool blues and different, like there's some cool painted places all like this. It's an embarrassment of riches down there for a photographer. So much so that like I find it's actually intimidating, because sometimes you're like, I don't know where to start. Like where would I shoot here? So the fact that they told you we want something simple is great. That's a great way to start the shoot.
Yeah.
Because in this case, for example, like, so I recommend to anybody who's in the area, definitely go down, check out Gary Point. But when you're there, it's not a very long walk. It's a bit of a hike, I guess, but it's a long walk.
Yeah, it's a long
walk. Yeah. Anything's walking distance if you have enough time, right?
Sure.
But it's a little ways down, short drive and a walk then, and you can check out the Britannia shipyards. A lot of good stuff. You have options here to shoot like up against a background, but then you can, you know, shoot down the walkways. You got all kinds of depth. You can use the structures in the background. I have shot there before where I've had people like on railings of one sort of structure, and then in the background you'll have another one of these kind of cool looking old wood sort of warehouses that you described in the background that's being lit by the sun. A lot of options, really cool place. And I really like the image that you posted too, because generally I generally avoid putting people up against a background, especially a group of people.
Like me too.
That close, but this one really works well.
Well, and the boards that they're standing on, like they're, you right in front of that is gravel and then weeds. So right. In order to get that out and get the truly kind of seamless look to this backdrop, you have to put them there. So there's really no other choice. Plus, where the sun was coming in, I was trying to keep them away from any sun so that I could balance the light. So
right.
it was a little bit of strategic just to make my lighting situation easier and to keep out that foreground, because it was distracting where the gravel and then the grassy weeds were popping up. So it was best suited for them to go right back against the background. But I had that same thought when I did the test shot. I'm like, I wonder if this is gonna look weird. But because I was also feathering some flash in, It'd be right up against the wall there too, eliminates the concern about any of the shadows because
I'm seeing shadows on the right hand side, camera right. Where are those shadows coming from?
Shadows on the right hand side.
Well, the baby's throwing a shadow on that guy, and then some shadows from the blonde lady on the wall.
Right, and I think that's bounce from the building that's camera left in the windows. So the sun is strong enough there that it's hitting the windows, and it's hitting the people right kind of in the middle to camera right. It's not catching the people camera left, but again, because the sun's super low and just over a building that's camera right, but it's all glass camera left, and it was reflecting. So that's what that's not from the flash at all. Isn't strong enough to create that shadow there. So
that's a spot you might want to go back and shoot. Like with the group, you can't do it, but with one or two people, you could.
Oh, you could have totally done it. Yeah, you could have absolutely used it. It would look great. So the couple that's just beside the couple with the baby, the one that's just beside them, they are actually a little hotter, and I had to bring down and play with the highlights in order to bring them down because of that bounce, which is really glowing on them in color.
Mm-hmm. And which camera did you use for this?
I just used the 5D Classic, and I actually, because I'm standing really close to them, I shot this with the, what's the wide angle, 19 to
the 16 30? To 17 to 40.
17 to 40, that's what it is. So I used that 17 to 40 lens at maybe 28 millimeters, something like that, because I didn't want to bend the lines of the wood too much, and so I didn't want to shoot it super wide, and it was wide enough. I just really wanted to include a little bit of room on either side for the windows, and that's it. So I like that photo, although when I really kind of pixel peep, you do lose a little bit of sharpness on the people at the wide end of the frame. Yeah. Again, you have to really enlarge it and be meticulous looking at it. But I actually at first thought I might use the X100 to do this shot. And then because they wanted to be so quick, I was just like, all right, this is something that they're paying me to do. I'm not going to fumble about trying to do it with the X100.
No, once you get enough reps on that, like I'm still not even at that point now where I would take it for this shoot, but it's very handy because you're able to kill that sunlight with shutter speed instead of with the aperture, which means you have a lot more available flash to fill that in. So it's great for that. But I have so many reps on the Canon that's what I would shoot with too.
Yeah. Just for the sake that I knew I was going to get something that was going to be good and it was going to be quick.
Yeah. It looks really cool. Especially with a slash of light, across the top of it like that.
I prefer this photo in color. The challenge was black and white. So I had to deliver it in black and white.
I think we'll all just imagine it.
It looks old-timey. I like that part of it.
It does. It looks like one of the ones you get down in some Wild West frontier
land. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. If they were all just wearing cowboy hats, even better.
Yeah, even better. What's with the ships in the background? Don't know, but cowboy Vikings.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, next up is mine. Here's mine. Mine is the vampire.
Okay, there's two. There's one where he's looking head on. Is it that one or the one?
It's the head on one. It's the head on one.
Okay. Okay.
That's the one I chose.
Okay.
I'll post both and I'll explain why I chose this one, but
it's got his teeth in his hand. That's drawing away from the illusion a little bit.
A little bit. He's not really a vampire. He's actually, this is my son. Did you know that?
Oh, okay. So he's getting ready to be a vampire.
Yes. This is the Halloween portrait.
Right.
Which I decided this year, instead of shooting like the standard Halloween pictures, I wanted to do a portrait. Because what we talked about last week, about the whole artistic part, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a little more artistic this week and just shoot sort of that just before the party starts.
Okay. Can I tell you what I honestly think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I like the photo,
mm-hmm.
except for that background. That background is atrocious.
Okay.
So why like this is very, very unlike you.
What's atrocious about it?
Well, it's just all the it's distracting. It's all wrinkly and like, mm-hmm. is that a background that you would normally light that or do something with it?
No.
It's pulling too much attention from my eye. Like I okay. should not be looking as much at that. And I think because you never do this, that's why I'm finding it so distracting. Usually you would evenly light or gradient or something, but you would not, such a flawed background. It's not flawed enough to be add something interesting. It just looks mm-hmm. like somebody who posts on Craigslist for doing professional white backgrounds and then hangs a sheet with a whole bunch of wrinkles in it.
Well,
and
it's not
then,
white for one.
Okay, well, regardless, but in black and white, that's what I had. That's what it brings sure. my mind to is the guy who hung the sheet behind and is like, hey, look, mm-hmm. I do professional white background.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, and I understand that. But as we talked about last week, I you know, the art part of it, I was like, you know what, can I tell you what I think about what you think? And this, I mean this legitimately and not in a dismissive way. I kind of don't care. I do care what you think, but right. I'm okay with the decision I made. Put it that's what I mean. Because saying I don't care, that's not very good. That's not what I mean at all.
But do you think? I mean, if the tables were turned and I shot this photo, I feel like you would have the exact same critique of it.
Yes. In the short term, yes, I would. Now, there's a story behind it, which is not important. You shouldn't have to tell the story behind it. The picture needs to be the picture.
Right.
And so the fact that this was downstairs in our basement that we were getting prepped for the party, and my wife took a piece of not quite white paper. Like we have this roll of just crappy paper that the kids can draw on, like a big giant roll, like an industrial kind of roll of drawing paper, very cheap, that she put on the wall because we were going to place a sort of a pin the tail on the vampire game or some variation thereof for Halloween with all the kids. So,
right.
So this piece of paper was just taped to the wall, meant to be used for that. But then you can see the wall below it. You can see the floor. You can see the what do you call it? I don't know the German word now. The Sockelleisten, the baseboard.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see all that. You're right. It is imperfect. But to me, and it's wrinkly, and it's not very very good gradient. And to me, I didn't care. I said, you know what? I want this to be a situation of you're just this. This is what it is. Now, on the very day I shot this, I look at it and I thought, meh, it's fine. Like I wasn't seeing it. I wasn't in love with this image. As a couple days have gone by now, I like it a lot more, and I think that it'll say something. I think if you posted this now, I would feel the same. And then in 6 months, I would feel very differently about it. I would like it more.
So you're saying if I come back to it in a couple of months, I'll like it or I won't like it?
You will forget we had this conversation. I'm not talking about you, but I'm saying that this one, I appreciate the imperfections in this photo because it's not like other ones that I have lit. Is it perfect? Maybe not. Maybe I like the imperfection. That's the point.
Okay.
Is it art? Maybe. Is it good? Probably not.
No,
I mean, maybe,
it's not.
Maybe.
I think we can all agree it's not.
I disagree. I happen to like it. I like the moment because he's neither happy nor sad. This is just an in-between moment. He's holding his teeth that he's going to put in. Now I did take another shot that I'll show you that I like the background better. I like the gradient better. Now, I'm not sure what happened, if this was an adjustment I had made on the light. One of the challenges of the situation was it was a very tight space, and so I was trying to keep him as far away from the background as I could so I could control the spill on the back wall, but it was very, very tight. And so in the one I chose, I liked the eye lights, the catch lights better. And I like the fact that he's just kind of staring blankly at the camera, holding his teeth. It's kind of an in-between weird moment. Now, yeah. The other one with him with his teeth in like that and then looking down, it just doesn't make sense. I can't see his hands. There's no catch lights in his eyes. They just disappear. I don't like that in this particular black and white image. But I do like the gradient on the background better.
Yeah, I agree. The gradient is better in the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lastly, as part of it, I did shoot a picture of my daughter who I did not choose this one. I don't like this one as much. Basically, it looks like she's posing in the 1850s. Like, you know, she's upset that Billy the Kid just shot her mom. And she's posing for a picture now.
Okay. You know? I like Billy, the makeup, the though. The eye makeup is good, and the Halloween shirt is also good. So
yeah,
but yes, she there is a very unusual look for a child on her face.
Yeah,
and yeah,
it's less cute kid, more Lizzie Borden. So
yeah,
it's like yeah, I'm not using this one, but I will post it to show my feelings. But I do happen to like the picture of my son that I submitted.
Hey, it's fair enough. I'll say by far. This week, because you had a lot of photos here, your best photo by far is the window light face painting photo.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah,
I don't like that
one. And everyone, and if anyone thinks that I'm being too harsh or critical of this image, we would love to know what you think. Now you've pleaded your case, and now for every Craigslist photographer out there that does a crappy white background sheet hanging in the backyard, maybe that's their take on it too, is they just like the imperfection. So I think you've made a case out there for why people should do this. But no, I think people should check it out and see what they think, and maybe some people will take your side, because I think you have a few.
It's not my side. Here's the thing is, and like, again, I don't want to say this like I don't care what you think. I do. I'm interested to hear what
you think. Knew I was gonna say that. Come on, like,
oh no, I knew you wouldn't like it. That's fine. I'm not baiting you. I shot this for me. No, for real. I shot this for me. I shot this because this is what I wanted to do. I wasn't trolling you, trying to get you to be mean or something. I know you don't like it. That's okay. I'm okay with it. I got big boy pants, it turns out. And then that goes to the listeners too. It's not about sides. I don't care. I wouldn't say I don't care what you think. There's nothing you can say as the listeners, nothing you can say that I'm going to go, oh yeah, I hate this now. Right. So either you can like it or you can not like it, or we can revisit it in a year, or we don't have to, I don't care. That's part of what we talked about last week. One of the things that we talked about, let's move right into the topic, because
I have to go.
You have to go, but also the topic ties in with 2 weeks ago. The topic this week is chaos and in your life and why that's bad and et cetera, and what we'll talk about why that plays in. But we talked about art two episodes ago, and one of the things I didn't mention. First of all, who did I mention about who makes art? Did I tell you? Who did I say? Oh, Quentin Tarantino. I said I appreciate what he did with that movie because it's art, and whether I like it or not, I don't know, but I appreciate that he's doing what he truly believes in. And when I pick out people like that, I am in no way am I comparing myself to the level of genius of a Quentin Tarantino. But if you are going to emulate people, try not to emulate mediocrity. Hang on, we got some real problems
here. Sounds like the preschool just got let out.
What, Mom?
Yeah, bit of a blow up with the kids. Okay, my wife's got it. We're back. You don't want to when you want to emulate people, you don't want to find someone mediocre and emulate them. You want to take somebody like a Quentin Tarantino or someone else I admire so much as an artist, despite the fact that I don't like a lot of his songs. Like, I don't care. Do you like David Bowie?
There's a few songs I like. Yeah.
But he has a lot of songs.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he has a ton of songs.
He went through different phases. Oh, I'm Ziggy Stardust now, and he committed, and he did that, and that was his art. And whether you like it or not, you know, and my favorite Bowie song, I swear, the subject matter, it's not aimed at me. I happen to just love the song. But he's got some good stuff. He's got some stuff, but as an actual artist, I really appreciate him. So he's an example of what I consider to be like a true artist. Now, a lot of his stuff is not good. Like Dancing in the Streets with what's his name, Mick Jagger, not good.
It's memorable though.
It's memorable. At least I mean, but he went for it. He committed to the moment, and so I appreciate that. The Rolling Stones with Emotional Rescue, not good. Not a good look on them, but it still is like, all right, we're going to do something different and we're going to commit and fail. But so back to the topic this week of chaos theory and that. Wow, did I clean up my hard drive?
Okay.
Like That's where this was tying in. I had photos and videos and stuff going back like 6+ years that were just scattered, like everywhere. And most of my stuff is organized, but there was some stuff coming in that just got, you know, I duplicate, triplicate, I had it in different folders and all over the place, mislabeled, labeled differently, but the same file, and you don't need it. I got, the problem I find, and tell me about this, what you do, I have multiple devices coming in. Like, you have multiple cameras, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you generally kind of feed those all into one place. But you have a cell phone, your wife has a cell phone, you have an iPad, you know, all kinds of things. I don't know how you do it, but I've sort of been self-assigned to curate all the digital, our digital life.
Yeah, I don't worry about the cell phone stuff at all, so.
Because your wife doesn't take good cell phone pictures, stuff you'll never need.
Yeah, well, I just feel like I just worry about the stuff that comes off the real cameras. I don't take photos on the iPad. I don't ever import photos I take on my phone because I hardly take any, so. The curation process is simpler because it's just from my camera straight to my computer.
See, good for you, man. Good for you to be able to not care. Like, I mean, because like there's like most of the stuff that my wife takes is not good, but there's the occasional time will be somewhere where I don't have my camera and she'll take something that maybe we want to keep that photo. So it's a very low percentage, or same with my iPhone. It's a very low percentage, but there's a couple of times where there'll be shots or video, specifically video. Shot with the phones that I'm like, all right, well, I better put that in the right place, but it doesn't get there. So I try to keep my all my hard drives very, very meticulously in order because I don't want to you know lose stuff. I mean, I don't know if you had any of your friends have lost a hard drive, like basically it's broken and then you lose all your pictures. It's the only copy you have, right?
Okay, yeah.
But I've had that happen, and to friends, I don't want that to happen to me. You got all these pictures. You don't have it, like a lot of times you don't have the physical picture, and so all you have for your photo albums is these digital things. And we've talked about backing up in the past, but my hard drive was clogged, literally. Like literally, I have a pair of 500 gig hard drives in my laptop. That's my main computer. Both of them were full. Like I said, duplicate, triplicate files. Some are backed up to a different hard drive. Some weren't. I didn't know where they were and what the date's on. Just a complete mess. So I took a couple of days. It took me a couple of days, believe it or not, and I fixed that.
Okay.
So out of that 1 terabyte of the spread across 2 drives, I got back around 600 gig. That's how bad it was.
Wow, that is a lot, yeah.
That's not all I got back. It had been clogging my personal chi. It was obstructing my parietal eye.
Okay.
It was okay?
Uh-oh, you can't say that.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't say that. It's what you heard.
Okay.
So it was. I found that this was nagging at me in the back of my head that I had this mess going on. It was legitimately impeding my ability to go out and just let go and sort of rediscover that art that we talked about last week. That's just the digital side of things.
Okay.
I found this in life, like maybe back when you had shooting film, you probably took fewer pictures. Most people took almost everybody took way fewer pictures than they do now. So it was easier to organize. You probably didn't have multiple cameras and devices, et cetera. You just had one, you know, rolls of 35. But they're also physical objects, right?
Yes.
So you could physically place them somewhere. Well, these photos that you take now, I mean, where do they exist? They're ones and zeros somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a different thing it's kind of hard to organize the non-physical. You sort of can, but it's really a hard thing to grasp. So we have we've applied this also, this theory of the cleaning up and declogging everything to my office, to our house, etc. I don't know how you guys are. You're actually, you are, from what I do know, we strive to be you
I don't know that that's the case. Yeah.
You get rid of stuff, man.
Oh yeah, we do. We do get rid of stuff. Yeah.
No, and that's the only place I drive to be. No.
Okay.
No, you guys, as soon as you're done with something, boom, sell it, throw it out, whatever you have to do, you guys don't hang on to stuff.
True.
We go the other way. Oh man, like what about this? What if we need a chair with only two legs one day? You never know. like no, you don't. And so you know what I did? This was it's funny, I talked to my wife about this yesterday. This wasn't part of the notes, and this is hopefully not photo related. Is one of the moves I did, it was probably only 2 years ago I started doing it. As soon as a pair of underwear that I own gets a single hole in it,
yeah,
out it goes. I throw it out.
Whereas before you'd wait for like six holes.
Oh, it'd be more hole than underwear. It would be like I'd be walking out of the house wearing just like sort of a waistband and nothing there. Because I'm a dude, like you hang on to that stuff, right?
No, I think that's just you. I think most people get rid of their underwear when there's holes.
I think dudes are way more laissez-faire about that and let it go. Underwear specifically, underwear and socks specifically. Socks I never could. I hate holes in socks. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But underwear, yeah, I would let go. I just didn't care. Or you hang on, or you get new ones and you still hang on the old ones in case. But 2 years ago, probably, or maybe more, a little bit less, I made the conscious decision that one hole, gone. I'm totally worth it. I'm worth good underwear, man.
Okay.
I don't buy expensive underwear. But I'm just saying, it's that taking mindset.
Taking a weird turn.
It's not taking a weird turn. Specifically to underwear, but it's it is that mindset that I've applied to other things where I'm like, okay, get rid of this. Simplify your life, unclog it from all these other distractions. And in these 2 weeks since I did that, I can already see the difference in the creativity.
Well, and your nuts aren't getting caught.
That's the other issue. Yeah. Yeah. They're no longer, yeah, all right. I'm no longer sitting on them when I get on the bus. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
No, that had happened a long time ago. What I'm talking about is first off, this one little thing, this digital chaos I had on my computer where it's like, you know, I got to load up some pictures or back them up. Well, I can't because the hard drive's full. What do? I don't really want to get to it now, but I know it's there. And it was causing me to take worse pictures.
Right.
Like I couldn't let it go. There was something in the way. And so now I want to expand that across the board. And so I want to spend more time. Obviously this is such a cliche thing to say, but unplugged, like off Instagram, off of, you know, doing stupid podcasts with some guy in Steveston and, you know, whatever it is. No, I like this. I like this part of it. But you're a guy who obviously can let go even when like, you know, you have multiple sources, you're like, oh well, I'll focus on this. I can let that stuff go. But you also keep your house in order. How do you keep your hard drive? Is it organized?
Somewhat. It could certainly be more organized for sure. I tend to go like 6 months or a year at a time, and then I go through it and get rid of extra everything. I kind of keep a monthly folder, mm-hmm. and everything gets dumped into it by date. So for the month, so I don't really care which camera took it. If I want to find that out, I can go over the image and it'll tell me. But I try to get rid of the four photos of the same thing. I try to just keep one.
Mm.
And then after a while, sometimes I go back and I look at it, and even some of the ones I kept, I'm like, I don't need to keep that, and I get rid of them. So I can't say that I do it enough, because my job when I go through it every, let's say once every 6 months, is more onerous than it should be if I just did it monthly. But I do get it done, and I try to only keep the best stuff and put them in monthly folders.
Does your phone fill up like with like
images I don't take a lot, and
I send you pictures of my underwear pretty much daily.
Yeah, and for the most part I look and then I delete. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't keep a lot, and I don't take a lot of video on my phone either, so I don't really have a lot on my phone. My phone is more or less primarily used for texting or if I need to look something up, and that's it.
Okay, like, all right.
Yeah, so I'm a camera preferred photographer rather than the phone preference.
Understandable. Point being is I have noticed a massive, massive uptick in my creativity, artistic, whatever you want to call it, whatever we talked about a couple of weeks ago. So this is a big part of it. Now, you know, I also want to get out and shoot more and shoot out of my comfort zone and shoot for me, like we discovered on my photo challenge this week. I'm going to shoot a lot more of that, whether it's considered bad or not. I don't know. We'll find out. But unclogging and shooting for me is really getting rid of that chaos. That's why it's called chaos theory this week. Get rid of that chaos and or be able to just ignore it. Like if there's chaos out there and you could, like Adam basically can just ignore it and go ahead and shoot, that's even better. But that's what I'm trying to do. Tune out the chaos.
Okay.
All right. One last little tie in there, and this is what I meant to say, is that is it possible that this lack of chaos, this wanting to avoid chaos and simplicity and go for simplicity, is that why I like the X100 so much?
Probably. I think it's a big element, yeah.
Tell me you wouldn't love it if that was the only camera you could own.
Yeah, I wish it was, and I wish somehow through, and maybe technology will figure this out, that you could get that camera, that simplicity, without making it any bigger and somehow turn that into like a 35 to 100 millimeter equivalent, then 100%. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to add bulk to do that. And I don't want to switch lenses. So when technology can somehow embed that good of a lens and make it, you know, 28 to 100 millimeters, there will never be another camera I don't think that I'll need.
Okay, so that is asking too much, in my opinion. I would like for them.
No.
Here's what I would like. It's not a zoom lens. I would like a variable prime, meaning you basically have it's a 35, and all I would like is it for to switch from a 35 to an 85, and not like a digital zoom equivalent, which that camera will do, but it's a digital zoom, so who cares? You might as well shoot everything and just zoom it and then crop it later, right?
Right.
But an actual physical, like a physical lens that can do that. I don't care about 36 mils to 84 mils, anywhere in between there. Leave that alone. Just a 35 and an 85 with a physical switch on it. I would love that.
Without adding bulk, of course. I'm good with that, yeah.
Yeah. So Fuji, challenge extended. Let's do this. Other than that, all right. Photo challenge, next month's photo challenge, the monthly challenge is portrait. Hashtag that. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram and we'll check that out. Challenge for next week, Adam. I got one.
Sure.
Vancouver.
Yay.
Yeah, well, I'll be there, man. Or I was there, so we'll talk about it next week. All right. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.